For the movie Forrest Gump, one of the phrases that we chose was lives are controlled by fate, not by choices. And in the movie, there's a part where Forrest Gump meets Lieutenant Dan while he's at war. And I remember that Lieutenant Dan mentioned to him that at least one, like, important man in his family would always die in war, and it became sort of a tradition. So for Lieutenant Dan, his fate was to die while fighting in the war, and he wanted to follow that tradition, and he didn't want to disrupt that pattern. But while they were fighting, there was a point where they were under attack, and most of the men were injured, and Lieutenant Dan was too, and he needed help. But because he tried to fulfill his destiny, he tried to remain where he was, and his goal was just to die. But Forrest Gump saved him, and he didn't want to be saved. He explicitly told him that to put him down and to let him go and help the other men, because he wanted to follow the idea of everyone important, like in war, dying, just like that. So I think that, like, he believed that his life was controlled by fate, since everybody else in his family went through that.
On the other hand, Stephanie, I would say that life is controlled by your choices, not by your fate. As you can see, as Jenny in Jenny's way, Jenny, she was known as the little girl who changed Forrest when he was little, who gave him the coffin. However, as she grew older, she started to make choices that affected her life in a negative way. Even though at the end, her fate was to finally be with Forrest and die peacefully, even though all the choices she made might have led to this fate. As you can see, she began to go through travel a lot. She started being addicted to drugs. She was introduced to being a hippie and everything. And even though she did at one point have a partner to herself, but her partner was abusive and violent and had so much violence towards her. And she didn't do anything because she thought it was normal. It was her choice to let her partner do this kind of behavior towards her, because I feel like she was used to it as her father did that to her and towards her sisters. She thought it was normal, even as she might have thought it was like something of fate. These choices, as she began to make more choices, she began to realize that. Like the choices she started to make were affecting her life in a negative way. In the day when she chose to finally come back and stay with Forrest Gump, she knew that her life was changing in a positive way. It was affecting her. Like, she never experienced true happiness when she did when she was little. As you can see, like Forrest Gump kept on saying, they were peas and carrots as together. They were always together, and she felt like it was something true happening.
I agree with both of you guys, because I feel that life, everything, like, we all have a destiny, we all have a faith, but that is controlled by our choices. And, like, this is something I talked, like, a few years ago in CCD, that, like, God, like, he gave us the power to have, like, willpower and make our own choices, and we get, like, we all have a faith, a destiny, and we don't know it, like, we uncover it through our choices. And I feel like it's very evident through the relationship of Forrest Gump and Jenny, because Forrest, he always thought about Jenny. Jenny was his whole life. They met together at a very young age, and they've always been friends. But as they grew older, they started to become more apart. And, like, no matter what happened, Forrest always thought about Jenny. Jenny was always in his mind. And, like, Jenny occasionally thought about him, but she didn't really care for him that much like Forrest did. And there were moments where she stayed with Gump for a little bit because she thought it was better, and that's a choice she made, where she missed him and she chose to be with him. But again, she would choose to leave because she didn't want to be in that lifestyle. Mm-hmm. She wanted to be free like a bird. She wanted to, like, travel and do things that were out of the ordinary in her life. And Boris just kept thinking about her, and eventually towards the end, like, they got married, they stayed together, and they had a kid until she died. And, like, you could kind of assume at the beginning of the movie that their faith was to be together, but they made choices that affected their faith. Like, having a baby affected their faith. Maybe that's why they got together closer, because that love of a child change them.
Yeah, I agree with you, because I think that, like, we all have a fate, and that we make choices, and we think that we can control it, but in reality, it's just, like, we're just making choices, and it's, like, we have no control over it. Like,
I agree 100%.
It's already gonna happen.
And this kind of goes with the other statement that love can change a person for the better. By Jenny having a child with Forrest, it changed her for the better, because before she was very reckless, she made very impulsive decisions, she didn't very care about her life. Like, there was a scene, like, where she almost committed suicide because she was doing coke. But as soon as she had her kid, like, you notice that towards the end of the movie, like, she was happier, she had a job, she looked so much better, she had a good home. And, like, and that also kind of made her realize that she always loved Forrest, and she knew she was dying, she wanted her child to be with her father and get to experience that love that they shared.
Yeah, like, I understand that part, but the one part that, like, I disagree with is, like, the fact that Jenny, he would always leave Forrest.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, yes, love can change a person, and you can see that by his mom and other people in his life, but I feel like Jenny also hurt him because, like,
I agree.
Even
she
when
did
it,
hurt him.
Yeah,
she did hurt him.
Like, that scene where she's with him, and, like Forrest takes her home, and they're together, and there's a scene where they have sex, right?
Uh-huh.
And I think at that point, Forrest was like, okay, finally, she might stay with me.
Yeah.
And at the end, she ends up leaving, and I feel like that really
And it
hurt
took
him.
Forever for him to reach and say, hey, we had a kid together. Like, the kid was probably, what, 4 years old towards the end of the movie, and it's like,
yeah.
It took her a long time. But at the same time, it could also be, like, how she perceived the love and how, like, it was growing on her.
For example, like, saying, like, she became, but that's also, you can see, like, his mother was one of the biggest supporters he had. So many kids would bring him down, would make fun of him just because he had, like, these types of braces on his leg because of a problem that he had. But his mother always supported him, always told him that, don't let anyone tell you you're not special. You're always special in your own way.
Mm-hmm.
As for you can see, she would do anything for him to get the education he needs. Because people would call him, he would be a little dumb, he would not know what to do. And she would do anything for him to, like, experience the normal life of being a normal kid, even though with the problem he's facing.
I think all of this also kind of has to do with the other statement that there's no way to escape the past, because Jenny was messed up the way she was because of her past with her father. And Forrest, like, although he was living and doing all these great things with his life, his past of Jenny and his mother never left him. And the things they said, like, run, yeah. Forrest, run. Like, that made him go to football. That made him go to the military, save all these people's lives, do all these great things. Like, and I feel like the past never really leaves you. It's always there. It's always a part of you. You can either choose to, like, embrace it, ignore it, you know.
Or even let it corrupt
and that,
you. Yeah.
Exactly. Because it's the choices you make with your life.
But I think, like, I don't think that, like, there isn't any way to escape your past. I feel like it also has to do with how connected you are to your past.
Mm-hmm,
like, yes. There's many things that happen in your life that, like, you're going to get caught on because you're going to think, like, there's nothing that's ever going to top that moment.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also things in your past that you kind of forget about because it isn't as important. So I feel like there's also, like, a spectrum of your past and how much it can actually affect you.
The past can affect you really strongly, as you can see, like Jenny had a terrible past. Even though she was with Forrest, she still had a horrible past with him. Like, her father would abuse her and everything, and that kept on, like, dragging her.
And that also affected the choices she made in the future.
Like, as when she came back to her old house, all she felt was rage, sadness, and everything, and she couldn't stand because the past kept on eating her throughout her
whole
life.
And it almost killed her.